Thank you, Joyce, for that wonderful instrumental music. Good morning. My name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning on this very special day. Now I'd like to read to you from today's Daily Word. Today's opening message is about joy. I feel alive and joyous. I feel the joy of God within me as a gentle spring, bubbling up within my heart, and bringing energy to all I do. This reassuring feeling is a sure sign that I am living in harmony with my spiritual identity. I discover joy by connecting with the Christ within. As I become a greater conduit, I find renewed kindness and love to share this holiday season. I express compassionate love as I align my heart with the great heart of God, which beats with a steady rhythm of joy. I share joy through selfless service. Every day offers an opportunity to make a difference by lifting up others with a considerate gesture or a quiet word. Each act of kindness fills my heart with joy. And from the Bible, for the Lord will comfort Zion. Joy and gladness will be found in her. Thanksgiving and the voice of song. That's from Isaiah 51:3. Now it's time for our Advent candle lighting. This is the fourth and final Sunday of Lent. We're going to light the Advent candles now and then have the lighting of the Christ candle.
We relight the candles of faith, peace, love, and today on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of joy. Dear God, these last 3 weeks of Advent, we have been contemplating faith, peace, and love. We now add the experience of joy. We turn to you with such joy in our hearts. Joy lives within us as part of your spiritual nature, an expression of your love flowing through us. Each time we smile or laugh, we are reminded of the joy that fills our lives. Happiness flows throughout our beings, and we are blessed by the gladness of you in us. Our hearts overflow with joy for your presence in our lives, dear God. And from Luke 2:20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And we're going to imagine that it's Christmas Eve and light the center Christ candle. Christmas is more than the traditional celebration of Jesus' birth. Metaphysically, it represents the birth of the Christ within. The Christ is the highest expression of God in humankind. It refers to a consciousness and energy that existed in potential even before Jesus' time, but Jesus brought it into full manifestation. Advent is a time for us to rediscover and rebirth the Christ in us. In our daily lives, it is easy to get stuck on our spiritual journey. We reach plateaus and become comfortable. An annual birthing of the Christ within means that we are able to see and feel our spiritual path in a completely new way. Advent gives us a chance to look at our spiritual practices and ask ourselves, what is being birthed in me now? How can I experience the Christ within on a deeper level? The energy and consciousness of the Christ are already within us. As we see with new eyes, we bring them into fuller expression. We are reborn, restored, and renewed. And from Luke 2:11, to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.
Thank you, Susan's recording. Thank you, Susan and Penny, for making that wonderful recorded video. I'm sure we'll get to use that for many, many years. And now it's time for Surely the Presence. Surely the Presence, please join us in singing while Joyce leads us in Surely the Presence.
Wait a second, we're not quite done with this screen.
Well, turn it off.
It's not done yet. Going to say something eventually.
What's the long silence all about?
I don't know. Penny, did you hit pause by accident?
Or you can advance to the next slide.
Thank you, Joyce, and thank you, Eileen, for singing for us. And now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now it's time for our welcoming songs. This morning, Joyce will be leading us in Christmas songs, a pair at a time. We will sing a couple now, pair after the reading, and another pair after the blessing of thanks. Please join us now as she leads us in Silent Night and What Child Is This?
Holy, ever so tender and mild.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Eileen. And so now it's time to greet your neighbor. Now that we're all on Zoom, please turn on your gallery view to see us all here and wave or gesture to one another. Good morning. Morning, everyone.
Morning. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Unity Church.
Good morning.
Unmute and tell us who's in church. It's Jennifer, Eileen, Phil,
Hallie.
Who's that in the back that he's hugging? Is that Mary?
Jealous of the hugging.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pretend I'm hugging. Hugs.
Yeah.
Hi from Hawaii.
Penny says hi. We're having network issues.
Who's in Hawaii?
Liz and Frank.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Nice. Is that a Hawaiian shirt you have on,
yeah.
Frank? Oh, my goodness.
He does.
The Christmas Hawaiian shirt. Nice.
Okay, I think we usually sing a song here, but today we're going to go right into our announcements. So please raise your hand. Unmute yourself if you wish to announce something, and I will recognize you. I recognize all of you, but I don't see any hands. Susan.
I'll say something. So next week is our burning bowl and white stone ceremony. We are not bringing you little packages this year, so you could find a stone or a tile or a piece of paper would work just great. And I don't know, maybe you have a little tin pie pan, or you could stand over your sink or step outside and light a match. And anyway, whatever equipment you require, be ready, because it's going to be pretty exciting and renewing. That's it.
Thank you, Susan. Anyone else? Joanne.
Yeah, and when I send out the announcement for next Sunday service, I'll also have an attachment for the prayer of release that we do for the burning bowl. So cut that out.
Anybody else? Okay, so in addition to that, we got a couple of little announcements. Grandfather will be holding his special Christmas service December 26th at 2 p.m. at the Longhouse. And Dr. Daria Funches' Circle in America Book and Film Club Zoom meeting will not meet this month, and we will meet again next month, January 23rd, 2022. Lastly, please help your church. We practice prayer, meditation, and service. Volunteer right now to be a reader. Waiting for someone's hand to go up. Okay, then, it's time for our unity statement. Please join us in our unity statement, and we'll all say it together. Are you there, Joanne? Are you froze again?
Give me a sec. It's out of order on my thingy, on my tablet.
You're okay. Out of order. We're out of order. This whole place is out of order.
Oh, that didn't show up, did it?
No.
It showed up on mine. Hang on a minute.
Try again.
There. There. Slideshow.
Woohoo! All right. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now it's time for our songs of joy. And Joyce will lead us in our songs of joy. Go tell it on the mountain and joy to the world. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Eileen. And now it's time for our affirmations. Please join us in our affirmations. We'll say them all together. All right, here we go. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And now it's time for the Lord's Prayer. This week we'll be doing the traditional Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forget our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again, Joyce and Eileen. Can't wait till we're all back together again singing that. And now it's time for our reading. Today's special reading will be by Jerry. He's going to read us the Christmas story from Luke.
Well, hopefully y'all can hear me without a lot of interference here. This is a reading that we've done every year since I can remember. And Hildy White was very often, it was the person who did this, and I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge that and acknowledge her, and I hope I can do just half as good as she always did. And this, my reading is coming from the book of Luke, verses 1 through 20, and we say it every year about this time, so it means a lot to me, and I might break up when I'm saying this. Okay, it came to pass in those days that went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Caesar was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary and his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room at the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. All they that heard if wondered at this time were told of them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Thank you, Jerry. That was wonderful. Okay, and now it's time for our special candle lighting ceremony, the 12 living lights. Reverend Kelly Isola created this candle lighting ceremony using the elements of the Christmas story. It is a way to remember the 12 powers of humankind as 12 living lights, always expressing, always unfolding. As we are doing our ceremony on Zoom this year, we'll show the video of each candle being lit. And one by one, our members will unmute, pray the reading of the power, and mute again until we end with the power of life. Afterward, Joyce will play her special version of Jingle Bell Rag.
Blue is faith. Mary. Mary has a very special place in our hearts because she is the quintessential activity of faith. The angel Gabriel, a divine visitor, knocked on the door of her heart, asking her to do the impossible. The news probably brought some fear and filled her with questions, yet the moment she stepped forward in faith and into an unknown future, she created a space within herself for infinite possibilities to be born. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of faith, the light that calls us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. It calls each of us to be greater than we could have ever imagined.
Jerry, you're next.
Well, light green is strength. In the Gospel of Luke, the shepherds are tending to their sheep when the angels appear. They are doing what they have done for generations, watching over what is precious and necessary for life. They represent the enduring, living light of strength, the power and purity, steadfast perseverance we embody as we navigate life. The shepherds are that voice within reminding us that we are not alone. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of strength, the light that carries us through our joys and suffering. The light of strength allows us to watch over what is most precious in our own lives because we know God is everywhere present.
Yellow is wisdom, the three wise men. In the time of Jesus, the Magi, or wise men, had wisdom by being in touch with another reality. When they had the vision of Jesus' birth, they chose to act upon it, at great risk to their own well-being. The Magi represent our capacity to seek guidance and answers, and to use that wisdom to create a world that works for all. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of wisdom, the light that is the link between our divine and human nature. Wisdom directs us back as love, passion, joy, peace, and all divine ideas, bringing the invisible world into reality.
Denny, are you with us?
No, I'm not with you. Please pass it on to someone.
Pink is love, gifts of the Magi. In the Gospel of Matthew, the gifts the wise men bring to Jesus are gold, frankincense, and myrrh, rare, precious, and priceless in Jesus' world. The Magi traveled from faraway nations and knelt before the Christ child as a sign of love and devotion. These gifts remind us that we are each worthy of giving and receiving the priceless gift of love and belonging. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of love, the light reminding us of the Christmas story heralds the birth of a person who loved selfishly, and any person who loves in this way is fully alive with the gifts of the Magi.
Purple is power, Bethlehem. In Hebrew, Bethlehem literally translates as house of bread. In early Christianity, it began to mean house of living bread, which we would call the power of truth. This power is the foundation on which we stand, infusing our words, thoughts, and deeds to transform the world. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light. The light that is the embodiment of the Christ. Leave echoes of perfection when speaking words of truth. The power of our presence in the world is the greatest gift we can offer humanity.
Light blue is imagination, the star of Bethlehem. In the Gospel of Matthew, the wise men were guided by the star of Bethlehem to the newborn baby. The star lit their path, allowing them to follow a way to the beginning of a new world. The star symbolizes our ability to imagine and envision a transformed world and follow that vision to express the Christ. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of imagination, the light we use to create and give shape to the sacred and to form God into what the world needs most: compassion, joy, love, courage, and peace.
Irene?
Oh, sorry, I thought I was muted. Gold is understanding, Joseph. Joseph, husband of Mary and father to Jesus, inspires us to view life through another's eyes. Joseph's character is strong and quiet, yet he has a desire to know the world in a more profound way, regardless of his challenges. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of understanding, the light that is our ability to stretch and see with new eyes, taking in all that is happening, not just with our senses, but with our hearts and minds. This spiritual understanding leads us to knowing the peace that surpasses all human understanding.
Silver is will, the angel Gabriel. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary to let her know she will be miraculously give birth to a child. Little did she know he would become a way shower for the world in how to love, give, and forgive. The word angel means messenger from God. This divine visitor knocking on Mary's heart with a message that seems impossible reminds us that our angels represent the will of our higher self, leading and calling us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of will, the light that is our willingness to say yes to that which is calling us to be greater than we could have ever imagined. Dark green is divine order, danger. The writer of Luke tells us that when Jesus was born, he was wrapped in swaddling cloth and laid in a manger. This is an extraordinarily humble beginning, yet that simple, often unseen barnyard trough is a symbol for that current of spiritual law that is ever present and always accessible. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of divine order, the light that is the naturally ordered, hidden current of life we are always aligning with in order to bring forth the world in a balanced and harmonious way.
Orange is zeal, heavenly hosts. The prophet Isaiah wrote that a child will be born, the Prince of Peace, and heavenly hosts will express the zeal of the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, the heavenly hosts ring out the song of Jesus' birth. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, a truly awe-inspiring image that represents the universal force that urges us to grow and enthusiastically move forward in life. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of zeal, the light that is the inward fire of the soul, passionately springing forth to manifest forward to manifest our Christ nature here on earth.
Russet is release, prophets and King David. In scripture, Jesus' lineage and connection to King David are highlighted, as are the prophets who foretold the coming of a Messiah. These characters show us that while our story matters, where, who, and what we come from, they also invite us to see what we may need to let go of on our spiritual journey. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of release, the light of surrendering to spirit and releasing old thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are not good for our, that are not for our highest good.
Red is life, Jesus. Christmas comes at the darkest time of the year, the setting in which Jesus' birth stories were written. Is it any wonder, then, that our yearn for the rich language of light, luminous, blazing, glowing, illuminating, radiant, sparkling, shining, brilliant? Light is deep within us, as the symbol of what is most sacred, divine, and alive. It is life itself. We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of life, which is the expression of vitality, wholeness, and creativity, as demonstrated by Jesus. His birth and life reminds us, show us, that we are infused with that same divine presence he embodied, and have the power and potential to express the eternal activity of God in all things and in all ways.
Thank you, everyone. I love it when everyone participates like that and we all get to share a little bit. Okay, now it's time for our offering prayer. While we are together in spirit, physically and virtually, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia 98531. You can also donate online by clicking on the donation page on our website, unityofcentralia.net. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure, especially today. Thank you all for all the hard work on the slides and the readings. As we hold our offering in our hands and our hearts, let's say our offering prayer together.
I lost my, I'll be back in a second. You know it.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Okay, and now it's time for our blessing of thanks. And we'll say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And hey, didn't we miss some music earlier? Now it's time for more Christmas songs. Please join us as Joyce leads us in the Christmas songs, We Three Kings, and It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
First, Joyce would like to play her special music that she had planned for right after our candle lighting.
Oops. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Eileen. And now it's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group's healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Don't be afraid to unmute and call out anything you like, folks. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's say, all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And now it's time for a peace song. Let's form a circle and join hands in Zoom land. We'll wait for everyone to gather together there in the garden room. Please feel free to turn on gallery view if you're in Zoom so you can see us all singing. I want to thank you to everyone who made today's service possible. I want to apologize to Joyce for forgetting about the jingle bell rag after the lighting ceremony. Please stay with us after service if you wish to share in our fellowship time. Next week, of course, we'll be celebrating with our burning bowl and white stone ceremonies. Take it away, Joyce. Wonderful.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful music, Joyce. Thank you.
Yeah. What an abundance of gorgeous music today.
That was great.
Yeah.